Tomorrow we are Shabbos. We'll get ready for Shabbos. We'll come to Lecha Dodi. Say Mikdash Melech Yer Melucha Kum Mitzi Mitoch Hapecha Rav Lach Sheves Meim Hakavocha Vu Yachmol Layechem Lach. We'll run towards Shabbos. But today's Tisha B'Av. The pasuk says, "Kol Alfei Hisigua Ben Hamitzorim." Literally translated, all those who ran after her, besieged her, were able to catch up with her, Ben Hamitzorim, between the straits. It's a reference to the Zman between Shavar Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. The Magen Ezrich says, Kol Odfea Hisigua Ben Hamitzorim. Kol Rodeif Yud Kei. Anyone who's running after the Rabbono Shel Olam, Hisigua Ben Hamitzorim, you can find him Ben Hamitzorim. And the culmination of Ben Hamitzorim is on Tisha B'Av. His Mashalim Adav Adome, what's it comparable to? To a melech, that when he's in his palatine, when he's in his palace, it's difficult to get an audience, it's difficult to be able to meet with the melech. But when the melech is on the road, when the melech is on a journey, when the melech is traveling, and he goes from town to town, from village to village, through back roads, so then it's possible, then it's shayach, to be able to see the melech more clearly. The question is, what does that mean? We can't meet the melech in his inner chambers now. We can only meet him in the roads of Avelus. Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, "B'mistarim tivke nafshi b'nei geva." So Belsky mentioned this morning the Gemara Chagiga that tells us that there's a place called Mistarim, a hidden place, Chadre Chadorim, a chamber within a chamber, an innermost room that a Kadosh Baruch Hu cries. Says the Gemara, it can't be it. There's always a Chedva Bimkomo. There's strength, there's rejoicing, there is no sadness in the place of the Borei Olam. Hu Mekomo Shel Olam, Eino Olam Mekomo. How can it be? Says the Gemara, there are two places. There's a place called Batei Gavai, and there's a place called Batei Broi. Batei Gavai, Milago, Milabar, that which is on the inside, there is Bechia. And the outside, it's always v'chedva bimkomo. Says Maharal, olam kimin hogel noheg on the outside. Always v'chedva bimkomo. But on the inside, is bechia. But then the Gemara says further. It says vayikra Hashem tzvakos lebechia lemisper leporach lechagor sak. That's a kriya on the outside, for bechia, for mispeh, for wearing of sack. Says the Gemara, that's on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, even in the Batei Broi, even on the outside, there's bechia. Even on the outside, there's bechia, not just in the Chadri Chadorim. Says the Maharal, the Batei Gavai, the innermost chambers of the world of the Neshama. In the world of the Neshama, our Neshama is Chaseira Nevua. Our Neshama is Chaseira Torah. Our Neshama is Chaseira Kapara. Our Neshama is Chaseira the Kirvas HaShechina. On the outside, Olin Kiminhogo Noeg. But on the inside, it's a place of Bechia. And on Tisha B'Av, the outside has the din of the inside. Kodesh Baruch Hu has been Kore to the world around the Bechia, the Misbeh, the Lach Korsak. So when the Magen Midrash tells us that we can't find the Melech in his palti now, it's because we're very far away from living the world of the Neshama, the existence of the Neshama. In the Batei Gavai, there's always Bechia. We live in the world of the Guf, of the Batei Brai, the outside, Olam Kiminago Noheg. But today on Tisha B'Av, we can taste some of the Bechia that we're missing. We have a problem. We have a problem. How do we cry? What should we cry about? Tzara after tzara after tzara. After a while, a person's skin becomes thick. He becomes inured. The new tzara from Shakech, the old tzara. We're in the position of the story they tell about the Jewish soldier who wasn't a Shomer Torah mitzvah. And he was standing at the Kosel on the day that we could get the Kosel back. And some of his chaverim who were Shomer Torah mitzvah were pouring out tears, standing in front of the Kosel Maravi, and he began to cry also. And one of his friends said to him, he says, "I know why I'm crying. Why are you crying? What does this mean to you?" And he said to him, "I'm crying because I don't know what to cry about." That's Berach the Matzah that we find ourselves in. We cry because we don't know what to cry about. It's not enough to cry about Tzoros. It's not enough to cry about terrible Tzoros. Because as we said before, Tzoros begin to recede into our mind. Avelus itself, Tisha B'Av itself is called an Avel Yashana, an old Avelus. You can't live in Avelus constantly. So what does our crying mean? How does our crying affect us? Upon what do we cry? Listen for a second. Gemara says in Baba Basra, there it has all the stories from Rabbi Chana, some place where the Pesach Ha'aretz, where Korach was swaddled up. Other unbelievable things that are described there in the Gemara, what he saw there in the Midbar. And one of the things he saw in the Midbar was the Meiseh HaMidbar. Ha'utaya, the Arab of the desert, showed him, "I'll show you the Meiseh HaMidbar." And there he describes a totally not disintegrated body, immense in its size. Again, that might be a marshal. Lying on his back, with his knees kaviyachol up. So tall were his knees that the Arab could pass under his knees, riding on a gamal with his spear held aloft. Gamal says that the marshal, meaning that where we end, That's just the beginning of their metzius, from the knees upward. With a smile of ecstasy upon his face, one of the Meisei Midbar, one of the Dor HaMidbar, a smile of absolute ecstasy on his face. That's the Gemara in Baba Basra. And Chazal tell us in Perek Chelek, in Sanhedrin, some Achlokas, Rebbe Lezer, and Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva says, Dor HaMidbar has no Chelek in Olam Haba. They have no Chelek in Olam Haba. We're not going to get involved in what that means. Farshim say, Kulam Goyim Olam Haba. Everybody gets to Olam Haba. But a Chelek is something unique. This Dor HaMidbar, whose Metzias so far supersedes any Metzias that we can relate to, lying on their back, staring towards the Shamayim with a look of ecstasy upon their face, their reality begins long after our reality ends, and yet they have no Chelek in Olam Haba. What does then a chelek in Olam Haba mean for a Jew? What does Kirvas HaShechina mean for a Jew? What does it mean to have the Shechina in our midst? But Olam Haba says, Ayin L'Ras Elokim Zul Asecha. But Olam Haba says that no one has seen it. It can't be described, not the Nevi'im, not the Chachamim, only the Borei Olam has seen it. Ayin L'Ras Elokim Zul Asecha. But the Metzias of Shechina in our midst, we once had. We're so far away from that Metzias. The Beis HaMikdash, when Yaakov Avinu comes to the Mokom HaMikdash, in Parshas Vayetze, he says, Ma no lo ha-mokom hazeh, ein zeh im beis Elokim v'zeh shar ha-shamayim. Ma nora. How nora is this mokom? First you say, nora is osios oron. Nora is the same letters as oron. The noros of the beis ha-mikdash is typified by the oron. Ein ha-oron min ha-mida. Again, the Gemara Baba Basra tells us that the Aron, if you added up the dimensions of the Aron and the space that was allocated to be on either side of the Aron, then it became a sum that was larger than the Kodesh Kadoshim. But that's an impossibility. That was the Metzias. Ein Aron min Amida. Oron Osios Nora, Ma Nora HaMakom HaZeh. In the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael was in the embrace of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We lived close, we lived together. The Kodesh Kadoshim is called the Cheder HaMitos. It was a different experience, it was a different reality, it was a different us. We were different people. We were people on the way to Olam Haba, much greater than the Dor HaMidbar. That which we will go to is much greater than the Dor HaMidbar, a door that Rabbi Akiva says has no chelek for Olam Haba. That's what we had. That's what we lost. The Medrash there in Parshas Vayetze. The Medrash in Parshas Vayetze, right there on the place, it seems like it's almost a non sequitur. We're talking about the Mokom HaMikdash. We're talking about Yaakov Avinu describing the Mokom HaMikdash. Ma Norach Mokom HaZeh. And all of a sudden the Medrash says, why is the Ribbono Shel Olam called Mokom? It's not the Mikre. It's not because we're using the same word, so as long as we're talking about Mokum in the context of the Mikdash, we'll talk about Mokum in the context of the Borei Olam. But rather, it's after there, says the Medrash, why is the Rebbe Shem called Mokum? Shehu Mekomo Shel Olam Ve'ein Olam Mekomo. He is the place of the world, and the world is not his place. Ma'al tells us, Mokom is Moshe Mekayim. Everything needs a place within which to exist, otherwise it doesn't exist. Everything needs a Mokom. In the Chodorah Shem Mokom. Everything has to have a Mokom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Mokom because he is Mekomo Shel Olam Ve'ein Olam Mekomo. He is the Mokom. He is the place within which everything transpires, within which everything happens, within each event of life. He is the stage of the world. He is the Metzius. He is the reality. Hu Mekomo Shel Olam. When we lived with the Beis HaMikdash, we lived with Hu Mekomo Shel Olam. Hu Mekomo Shel Olam, we lived with the closeness to the Shechina. We were different people. The Medrash in Eicha says that the first one that Eicha was said to was Adam HaRishon. It wasn't said to him with the word Eicha, it was said to him with the word Ayekha. Where are you now? Before your sin, you were with me. You intensely felt Hu Mekomo Shel Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekom, Mekomo Shel Olam. You lived it, you didn't just know it, you experienced it. And now, Ayekha, where are you? That's what we cry about. We're crying not so much on the tzoras, but the tzoras are a simen l'dover. They're a simen of what we lost. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolim are called Anshei Knesset HaGdolim Shehechzira HaTorah L'Yoshna. They returned the crown to its previous place of glory. That was the job of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolim. How so, says the Gemara. So Chazal tell us that with the destruction of the Mikdash, the Nevi'im, who spoke the truth the way they saw it, they stopped being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way that Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We refer to Ribono Shel Olam every time we daven Shmoneh Esrei as Akel HaGadol HaGibor VaNora. Moshe Rabbeinu here in Sefer Dvarim uses the term Gadol Gibor VaNora. If not for the fact that he had used it, we wouldn't have the chutzpah to try and be mishabeach the Rabbon Shem to culminate tiurim with all sorts of adjectives, because l'chor dumia yisrihilo, because the Borei Olam's silence is praise. To try and approximate, to try and describe, we're not capable of doing. But since it's in the Torah, the Gedoshim, because Moshe Rabbeinu said the Rabbon Shem is akel agodol agibor v'anora, we say agodol agibor v'anora. Came along Yirmiyah, and he said, "Goyim mekarkrim beheichalecha." The goyim are croaking like animals inside your heichal, inside your mikdash, inside your kodesh, inside your kodesh kadoshim. Goyim mekarkrim beheichalecha. Ayeinu rosecha. Where is your nose? And he stopped saying Nora. And the Nebuah of Yirmiyah Remember Parshas Behar, when he describes the Ribbono Shel Olam, he describes him like Kael, a Godol, a Gibor, and he doesn't say Nora. He saw the Churban HaMikdash. We lost Nora. We lost that feeling of closeness with Hashem. We lost the embrace of the Kruvim. We lost the Matzav of Chedra Mitos. We lost Hashoras Hashchin in our midst, where we could taste it in our mouths and see with our eyes and hear with our ears. Hu makomo shel olam vein olam mekomo, and Yirmiyah stopped saying Nora. And Daniel stopped saying Gibor. He said, Goy Meshavdim Bivanecha, Ayevu Asecha. And he stopped saying Gibor. Came along the Anshei Knesset Agdola, and they taught us a lesson. Gvura, Hashem's Gvura is seen in the fact that he is Kovesh Ratzono Umari Chapo. The time for the destruction of the enemies of Klal Yisrael, the time for the destruction of the enemies of Hashem, and they are the same, has not come yet. And even though they far overextend what should be their lease on life in this world, but the time for the Biur Hara hasn't come, because Baruch Hu is Kovesh Ratzono Umari Chapo. And as for Noros, there's Noros also. Heich Uma Achas Yicholis Kaim Ben Shivim Umos. The Gemara says, Heich Uma Achas Yicholis Kaim Ben Kivsa Achas Yicholis Kaim Ben Shivim Zeidim. The Medrash says, Hein Hein Noroosov, Hein Hein Vuosov, says the Anshei Knesset Agdola. The Noros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now no longer seen through the Makom HaMikdash. The Noros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now seen through the Jewish people's survival. How can we survive? How can we survive one Churban and then another Churban? How can we survive a bitter galus? How can we survive inquisitions? How can we survive crusades, Rheinfleisch? How can we survive Zeros Tachatat? How can we survive Arbet Macht Frei? The Noros, the meter of Nora is Tayim Banu. But such a difference. Oh, to the days when we could taste Noros through a Mikdash with Kruvim embracing, with a pillar of smoke rising off the Mizbeach, rising straight upward, with lechem apanim that stayed hot from one week to the next. Dafka l'shochi baseinu lifnei amokom, to show how beloved we were in the eyes of Hashem. That's what we cry about. We cry about a lost world. We cry about a world of lost sensitivities. The tzoros are a source to cry, but the tzoros are really a simen l'dover. They're not the Iker Adavar, they're the Simen Adavar. But we have had no rose. We know that our Kiyum is a Kiyum of Hashem's presence in the world. There's once a Vikurach, a debate, between son of a Herzog and a secular historian. And the secular historian, may his name be blotted out, maintained that the Jewish people had no right to Eretz Yisrael because we're a fossil nation. We're a nation that really shouldn't exist. There aren't any more prehistoric creatures, and so too the Jewish people are an aberration of history. There are no more Hittites, there are no more Amorites, there are no more Canaanites, there are no more Jews. There shouldn't be. We're here, it's a mistake, he said. Therefore, we have no entitlement to Eretz Yisrael or to anything else for that matter. Padreta Kol. He, of course, lost the debate. But the words of the Yaivitz ring so true. The greatest raya of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hashgacha is the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah tell us we become the bearers of the midah of Nora. Though we lost the noros of the Mikdash, Manora Amokum Azein Zekim Beis Elokim V'Zeh Shara Shamayim. But we bear the noros of Hashem's name. Eichuma Achas Yicholis Kaim Ben Shivim Umos. We had a Beis Hamikdash with a Mizbeach. Beis Hamikdash with a Mizbeach. Many years ago, Belsky mentioned, I think from the Arisvash, from Yonason Heipschitz, the idea that the word Mizbeach is really a misnomer. The word Mizbeach seems inappropriate. Because even though Zvicha means Shchita, even though Shchita is Kshera, you can shecht on the Mizbeach. But it certainly wasn't the place you would shecht l'chachila, to begin with. You would shecht on the floor of the Azara, typically. On the northern side of the Mizbeach, if it were Kodesh Kodeshim, anywhere on the Azara, if it were Kodesh Kalim. The Mizbeach was not, per se, a place of Shchita, of Zvicha. Why then is it called a Mizbeach? It should be called a miktara, a place where things were burned, a mizraka perhaps, a place where things were sprinkled, where the dam was sprinkled. Why call it a mizbeach? A place where things are slaughtered, a place where things are shechted. It says, I think Rav Yonason Heipschitz, it's called the Mizbeach because it was one korban that was meant to go up on the Mizbeach. And that was Yitzchak Avinu. He was the one korban. Avraham Avinu put him, Haleo Sham Le'ola, he put him upon the Mizbeach and he was going to shecht him on the Mizbeach. Eprosh Yitzchak is Tzogor al Gavid Mizbeach. If we'd been Zoche, and if we were Zoha now, because Kol Dor, and that the Mikdash is not built in, it's through its Nechav B'yamav. If we were Zoha, we would have a Mikzbeach within a Mikdash. We'd have Manor HaMokom Hazeh. We'd have a Mizbeach upon which man would preside, the Kohanim would preside as Ashlichim, Shluch Rachman, Shluch Vidon, and bring up every chelik of existence, the domain in the form of the salt and the water of Nisuch HaMayim, the tzomeach in the form of the nesachim, of oil, of wine, of the benachos, the chai in the form of all of the behemos, the poim, the kvasim, etc. And it all be presided over by Adam, by the Medaber, and not just any Medaber, but the Mekablei Torah, as the Kuzari describes us. And all of Metzias and all of reality to rise upward upon the flame of the Mizbeach, L'Reach Nechorach L'Shnei Hashem. And the world would be the way the world was supposed to be, and we'd feel the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, smolo tachas roshi, v'yamino techapkeni. We would live with the Shekhinah. We would know hu mekol nesha'olam ve'ein olam mekomo. But we lost that world. And because we lost that world, the lives of all the generations have changed. Just like after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, there would have been no death in the world had Adam not been Chote, and the entire destiny of the world was changed by that sin. The loss of the Mikdash, the loss of that closeness, caused our relationship with the Rabbon Shalom to be defined in different ways. Instead of a Mizbeach of Olos and Zvachim, instead of a Mizbeach where we could be Ba'aleinu L'socha B'samchinu B'vinyana, instead, what would we have? So let me read you something. I'll translate it. It was written by a woman named Chaya Elboim Dermbos. It was printed in Tel Aviv in 1957. All of a sudden, there appears before my eyes the last day in the ghetto. She's talking about ghetto Varsha. Her last day is there. When my husband Yisrael and I were trying everything possible to save our little daughter. We turned to a friend of ours, a Jewish policeman. His name was Perlstein. He lived in those days not far from our house, on the street where all the Jewish policemen lived. They with their families. Perlstein's family was particularly fond of our little daughter, Tamali. And when they heard that she had been grabbed in an action to be deported to what everybody knew was death in Treblinka, they were very agitated. We came to the father, Perlstein. He was sitting in the room at the time. We asked his help. He took off his policeman's hat and gave over his papers to my husband Yisrael. Run quickly to the Umschlagplatz. Umschlagplatz was the place where the Yehudim were loaded onto cattle cars. Literally means the plaza of loading, the loading plaza. Run to the Umschlagplatz, he said. Go over to the officers in charge. Show them your papers. Tell them that your daughter by mistake was grabbed. After all, you're a Jewish policeman. You have insurance. I'm sure that he'll allow you to take her out and to bring her back to your home. For we all know that the families of the Jewish policemen are protected. The cattle cars are still in the Umschlagplatz. Go quickly. They're not scheduled to leave until midnight tonight. With trembling hands, Yisrael picked up the hat and the papers. He told him to wait here in the house of the Perlsteins. He ran towards the door, and just as he reached the door, Perlstein called out to him, a small ha'orah, a small point. Yisrael, I forgot to tell you, on the way there, grab somebody else. It doesn't make a difference. It can be an adult. It can be a child. Grab them and take them with you. They have to take the place of Tamerlane. The numbers have to match. My husband Yisrael stood there like he turned to stone. It appeared as though he didn't know what to do. He couldn't understand what person was saying to him. And then he took off the hat and he took the papers out of his pocket. And he put them down on the table. And he said, "My only daughter." I can still hear his choked words. "My only daughter. Only you I'm allowed to give as a cordon. I can only give you as a corbin. Only you are mine. Only you are mine." How different is the Mizbeach of the Mikdash that we had when the Naros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ours in the form of an impossible embrace. Umakomo shal olam eina olam makomo eina olam min amida. How different is that Noros from the Noros that we just read? Upon the Mizbeach there was a mound of ashes. Mound of ashes to show the chavivus of Klal Yisrael to the Ribono Shel Olam. A mound of ashes that showed all the korbanos. They allowed it on Sukkot to grow and grow to show our kesher with the Borei Olam, to show that smolo tachas roshi v'imino tichapkeni. And there's a place in Poland called Majdanek with a backwards kevesh. We rose up to the Mizbeach walking upward on a ramp, and there's a descent on a stone ramp. And instead of the kevesh afterwards, there are very tall steps, and there were no steps by the Mizbeach. And at the other side of the camp, opposite this long kevesh, are a mound of ashes, also of korbanos, but not korbanos of elim and kvasim and torim. Ashes of Achinu Bnei Yisrael, a tapuach. We cry over the loss of that kesher. Tomorrow is Erev Shabbos. Tomorrow we will not cry. The only Kabbalah Pnei HaShechina that we have nowadays left to us is Kabbalah Pnei HaShechina, Kabbalah Shabbos HaMalka, Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Pnei HaShechina, the Mikdash, was torn from us by Avinoseinu. It hasn't been rebuilt yet. If we learned anything from the Bechiya today of what we lost, and then we'll run to want to be in Hashem's embrace tomorrow come Shabbos. We won't want our Shabbos to just be a good meal, like on a day of chol. We'll want our Shabbos to be in the embrace of the Shechina. If our Shabbosos are different, then just like we can be zocher to the mitzvah of Morer Shabbos, which the Sefer Yerayim says, the mitzvah in the Torah, Morer Shabbos, then Be'ezer Hashem will be zocher to the mitzvah of Morer Mikdash. Shavinu Hashem Melecho v'nashuva chadei shaminu kikera.